Can everybody sit down anymore? Because we have to go through the passport.
I think I can go already.
Stopping our advancement in Krishna consciousness. One was prajalpa. What is prajalpa? Useless talk, yes. What is the most dangerous type of useless talk? Yes. The next thing was Niyamagraha. Niyamagraha means to either follow rules and regulations without understanding the meaning behind them, or ignoring rules and regulations. My question is, why do we need rules and regulations? Yes, yes. Today, I will speak about these two points, rejecting the association of worldly minded and greed. And I will have one surprise this evening for this morning for all of you. I will not say what it is now. First point is called rejecting the association of worldly-minded people. Now, before I talk about this, I want to ask you, what do you consider to be a worldly-minded person? Can we have some definitions? People who are not interested in Krishna consciousness, yes. There are others, sense enjoyers, woman hunters, people who make a show of bhakti. And Mayavadis. If we would hear the list of worldly minded people, we would find out two things. The first thing is, everyone in this world is a worldly minded person. And we are also, second thing, we are also sometimes worldly minded. So therefore, the question which I want to raise is it possible to avoid the association of worldly-minded people? When you go and go for shopping, you will only be surrounded by worldly-minded people. So how, or if you go to school, you will only be, your teachers will not be Sridhar Maharaj or Sava Bhavana. The people who are your teachers have a different consciousness altogether. They are worldly minded. My critical question is it at all possible to follow the advice of Maharaj Kadyayana, who said, "It is better to accept the miseries of being encaged within bars and surrounded by burning flames than to associate with those bereft of Krishna consciousness. Such association is a very great hardship." Yes. Now I have one question to our Kat, what is your name again? Kakudni Prabhu. You have no need to translate. Our translator is so loud today. What has happened? Is it a festival day or she only needs to reach a few people. So please, you should balance it, or I become too, or you put me totally loud, but then it's it creates disease in the ears. So Maharaj Kadyayana says, it's better to accept the miseries of being encaged within bars and surrounded by burning flames. It's like, it's better if we put you in a cage, Gaura Singha, which and put a big fire inside, than if you associate with worldly minded. This is a statement. Is this practical? This is the question. You think it's not possible? Yeah, at this day and age, I also think it is not possible. Do you think Rupa Goswami has not known this? What does he then have in mind when he says, don't associate with worldly minded people? You have read the book. No, 500 years ago Rupa Goswami wrote the book. It was fully Kali Yuga. Our devotee says we should not accept all the things they say, but we should give them our association and elevate them. That's certainly one point which is true, but there is another secret. When you associate, what makes the association real association? If there's love or affection, isn't it? If you associate with someone whom you don't like, you're always on distance. Yes. You may sit together with someone you don't like, but there is really no communication or association, even if you speak. So when it says you shouldn't associate with worldly minded people, it really means you should reserve your affection to devotees and not give it to non-devotees. Now, I know that this is sometimes a little difficult, because sometimes non-devotees are also nice people. Maika and Tata are nice people. So how to practice this? This is a very important point. Please listen to something very deep now. When, how to express it best? Maybe you like a person very much. Let us say you are a grihastha and you like your wife very much, as an example. How would you like to be in a society where everyone says, your wife, totally unmoral person, her character is a mixture of a gypsy and Nazi, you know, it's a very unlikely combination, and so on and so forth. Wouldn't you feel, I don't like this association at all? I don't want to hear this. So this is the basis why a devotee does not really want to be so affectionate with non-devotees. Because non-devotees usually have no respect of Krishna or of God. If you have affectionate dealings with people who are totally opposed, opposite to God consciousness or Krishna consciousness, this will be very bad for your spiritual advancement. What will happen is that in this association, your Krishna consciousness will be colored, your own spiritual life will be colored, because what is in the heart goes to the heart. If I have the association of very nonsensical, materialistic people, and I'm opening my heart to that association by being affectionate, I will be also influenced by this. We have seen this when devotees, for instance, study translations of scripture which are done in a wrong way, which are done in a non-devotional way, where Krishna is not glorified but even blasphemed, their spiritual life becomes very, very down. Or if you have a circle of old friends who are really atheistic and so on, if you have too much association and you open your heart by being affectionate, it will be very difficult to advance. This is the first thing called Jnana Sangha, to give up the association with worldly minded person. That must be given up. Now I will move today a little fast because I want to come to my surprise. The next principle I will talk is Lolya. Lolya means greediness or desire for material things. Material things, what do you think are material things? Things which I cannot use in Krishna service. These are, it's not good to be greedy to them, for them. Other things?
Which we see us? Or the...
Yes. Things which we see as separated from Krishna, these are material things. And which are means for our own enjoyment. Yes? I will give a list now material things which we should not be greedy for. These are wealth, sexual partners, opulences, kingdom, victory over someone else, good food and good sleep. Mm-hmm. Good birth. I wish I would be an aristocrat. These are material things. So also it is described, it's a material desire to wish to be elevated to the heavenly planets and to enjoy their beautiful women for sense gratification. The heavenly planets, they are even better women than at the Adriatic coast, it is described. I'm sorry to talk like a materialist, but some people are very interested in going to being greedy. Now, have you ever been really greedy for something? How was the feeling? Gross, no, it was groovy, huh? Terrible, yeah, gross, no, yes. If you're really greedy, it's gross, no, yes. It's groovy and gross, no. It is a feeling that you can't control your mind any longer. It's almost like an addiction to be greedy. An addicted person is not in control of his mind. It's just runs in a certain way. Greed is a very, very strong factor. It is described to be a gate which leads to degradation. Now, the best way to counteract material greed is to be spiritually greedy. What is Duchonne Pochlepo? This is the question. Have you ever heard of spiritual greed before? In Krishna consciousness, you can hear about such esoteric concepts. One should develop a greed for Krishna's service. One should develop a greed to chant Hare Krishna. One should develop a greed for serving Vaishnavas. One who becomes greedy for becoming Krishna conscious, he is truly fortunate, because his greed is no longer dangerous for him, but it helps him. And in my second part of my lecture today, I want to talk a little bit on spiritual greed. Or I will explain it in a different way. I want to talk about the most important factor which helps us in our advancement in Krishna consciousness. See, one devotee came to me and said, "Oh, Satchinandan Swami, your lectures are maleteshko. You're talking about many things which I'm not yet free from. Can you talk a little bit about Krishna Molimte? You know, just to give some hope. To make life easier." Then I said, wait. We are coming to this. Of course I will talk about Krishna. This is a... devotees do this all the time. Now, today, I want to start this. The rest of my seminar will be principles which help us advance in Krishna consciousness. We have discussed now six principles which help us quickly go down in our life. We need to hear this so that we are careful and avoid these principles, but we should now think about the principles which will help us advance. And the most important, first and foremost, is enthusiasm. And oh, it's even a Croatian word I hear. Enthusiasm. I would like to ask you, how does it feel like when you are enthusiastic? First of all, do you know what enthusiasm is? Yes, it seems. How do you feel like? I would like to... let us define this. I see no obstacles. Happy. Strong wish to serve Krishna. Tasty? That's all? Taste. I feel I can go back home, back to Godhead. It's a fact. And one is enthusiastic, one thing. Like this devotee said, one feels that there are practically no obstacles. Material world doesn't exist any longer. When was the last time when you really felt enthusiastic? 5 minutes ago. this is a... See, our organizers were correct. We need more kirtan. Yes. Kirtan makes the soul dance with enthusiasm. Yep. So when else did you feel enthusiastic? Yes, what service, Denka? Bhakti Kirtan. Mm-hmm. When was the last time you felt really enthusiastic? Shyama Sundari. One year, 2 years, 3 years. I mean, really enthusiasm. This enthusiasm where you don't see any obstacle. There was a very nice definition. Obstacles seem to disappear. Now I had a picnic. I want to ask our older devotees. It's not that I'm Gaura Singha. Last time, 2 years ago, 3 years ago. Another older devotee here. Dairi Baksha, really enthusiastic. We can take over the world in 10 days like this. Maybe at the beginning of Krishna consciousness. Two days ago when we started to organize, yeah. I don't think I will get at my point with this method. My method is to ask young devotee, and they usually say 5 minutes ago, 2 minutes ago, you know, 1 hour ago, I felt really enthusiastic. And when we ask the old timers, they say, yes, when I came to Krishna consciousness, I was really enthusiastic. This is usually what you get when you have an isgreening, very serious discussion. Now, I will raise a critical question. What is wrong here? The old timer should say, 1 second ago I felt very enthusiastic, if Krishna consciousness works. Why do they say, oh, when I was young, when everything was new, at that time I was dancing in the center of the kirtan. Now I'm waiting in a respectful distance. Does this mean Krishna consciousness works only in the beginning and then in the end it doesn't work any longer? This is the question. Today we will have heavy questions. Willst du die Frage beantworten, Padmavati? Good. Padmavati, our boundlessly enthusiastic devotee. Yes. Yes, but Padmavati, no one feels like this except you and a few fortunate souls. In the scriptures it says, by tasting prasadam, you lose all the taste for the material world. Have you tasted prasadam? Every day you do. Have you lost all the taste for the material world? No. What's wrong here? It seems the process doesn't work. It seems we have found a serious mistake in Krishna consciousness. It seems we are following an illusion. It seems what the non-devotees say is true. It seems we have to give up the summer camp. Only the young people are enthusiastic, the old people are not. What's wrong here? In the scriptures, it is said that there are two types of enthusiasm. First of all, there is a beginner enthusiasm. It's when you are enthusiastic because everything is so new. You are dressed in exotic garments. You have neck beads, tilak. You don't say hello, but haribol. This is enthusiasm, which is the beginner's enthusiasm. The example has been given of a little boy who has been given a book and who feels now very enthusiastic. I am like a grown-up person. I also have a Kniege, and so on and so forth. But after some time, he puts it on the side. The enthusiasm of the young boy will only become mature if he learns to read and understand the book. In the beginning, in other words, our Krishna consciousness is still oriented at external things, like the boy. Don't we all have this as young children? We just want something, and then we get it, and for one day it's all right, but then so boring. We can only become really enthusiastic if we understand Krishna consciousness deeply. Otherwise, our enthusiasm will die very soon. It will be an Eintagsfliege, a fly which lives for one day only. So, someone who loses his enthusiasm becomes usually covered by three factors. One is, he becomes somewhat apathic. A good example is Dayasindhu in the back. He has fallen asleep. What has happened? Something has covered his consciousness, and he thinks now of Vrindavan. This is good. He is in Vrindavan now. I hope. Then you should fall asleep a million times in the lecture. This happens when we lose our enthusiasm. It's just like someone who sits and gets drifted away. For Vrindavan it's all right, but mostly we are drifting away to dreamland, utopia. Something covers our enthusiasm, which is called apathy. Apatia means, oh yes, Krishna consciousness. But what really is important is Ambush. or a genius, it's something that covers us and we are carried away. It's called apathy, apatia. It almost sounds like opatia. the town of sense gratification. Yes. That's a good apatia, and we become distracted, like a dreamer, who all of a sudden sees a dream image, and the umsky is follow, the mind is following that image. And then, finally, we become inert, that is inactive in our spiritual life. This is how enthusiasm gets covered over. It's almost like sleep covers us over. We first become no longer so interested. The prasadam. I ate so much prasadam already in my life. Kirtan. I had so many kirtan. We become apathetic, and then we become distracted. Something else is more important, we think. And then, finally, we become inert. Our spiritual life stops. So this is enthusiasm is the natural quality of the soul, but apathy, distraction and inertia are symptoms of material life. And it can only go if we practice with determination and faith the Krishna consciousness. Apathy only goes away if you practice with deep determination and faith the processes of Krishna consciousness. It is said one should engage oneself in the practice of yoga with determination and faith and not be deviated from the path. Now, sometimes we cannot be determined and faithful because we think, I will not make it.